That's right. It's a fresh Friday morning, and it's time for us to jump into the Friday Focus segment, where your local intrepid investigative journalist, Penny Faree, looks back on the local news that took place this week. Penny, what's happening?
Yeah, it's morning. Good morning to all our North Coast listeners. And we're going to be kicking off with a significant development in one of the worst crimes the North Coast has seen in years. The fourth and final suspect in the Maswami family killings appeared in the Kodukuza Magistrate Court this week, a day after handing himself over to police in Durban. The 23-year-old abandoned his bid for bail and was remanded in custody. He faces the same charges as his three co-accused, 7 counts of murder, 7 of kidnapping, and charges of housebreaking and robbery. The state alleges that on the 21st of April, the four kidnapped 7 members of the family from their home in Nyuwa, Kodukuza, and killed them. The victims ranged in age from 20 to 83, among them grandparents, a husband and a wife, and their 2 adult children. Their bodies were found several days later near Melmoth, almost 200 kilometers away. With the fourth accused now joined to the case, all 4 are due back in the Kodukuza Magistrates Court on the 31st of July, and the investigation continues. And this is quite an interesting take. The plan to install shark nets and drum lines at Tindi Manor has been delayed after the National Environmental Department ruled that a full environmental impact assessment must be done before any gear goes in the water. When the proposal was first put forward ahead of the new Club Med resort opening on the 1st of July, it drew a heavy response from environmentalists and local conservancies because the beach sits at the edge of the Utukela Banks Marine Protected Area. The zone, declared in 2019, runs north to Mtanzini and 50 kilometers out to sea. And after years of protection, it is showing signs of recovery. The return of depleted reef fish, soft coral gardens, and a nursery for scalloped hammerhead sharks. Objectors say nets are the wrong tool in a recovering corridor. Marine consultant Peter Kowalski says a shark net is not a barrier. It does not keep sharks out. It catches whatever swims into it. And the drop in risk comes from killing animals, which lands hardest on slow recovering species. Objectors also point out that Tindi Manor has gone more than 20 years without nets and without a recorded shark attack on a person. What comes next is the assessment itself, expected to take about a year. Kodukuza Municipality will hold the environmental authorization. The developer will fund the process. And until it's done, bather safety rests on lifeguards and restrictions rather than nets. And now, nearly 3,000 new voters registered in Kodukuza during the Electoral Commission's registration weekend, with young people counting for most of the sign-ups. Across the municipality, the weekend generated 20,517 voter transactions, taking in new registrations, transfers, and the updating of details. Of those, 2,941 were first-time registrations, while almost 10,000 voters verified or updated the information, and 7,900 transferred to a different voting station. The youth numbers stood out. 149 came from future voters aged 16 and 17, and 2,421 from those aged 18 to 21. Women drove most of the activity, with over 11,000 registrations against 9,000 for men. The IC said it had hoped for more, but called the turnout encouraging and credited its school outreach program as the most effective way of reaching first-time voters. The busiest wards were 1 and 2, each processing over 1,000 voters. Ward 27 recorded 818, and Ward 6 processed 737 transactions. The weekend followed Municipal Demarcation Board boundary changes that shifted several voting stations around Belita and Saltrock. A new Ward 6 station has been created at Belita Ingerkerk. Simbiti Estate voters now vote at the Saltrock Country Club. And Mshlali Village has moved from Ward 22 to Ward 28. Registration remains open online, and a second registration weekend will be held on the 1st and 2nd of August. And now, President Cyril Ramaphosa has told South Africans that Tuesday, the 30th of June, will be a normal working day as government moves to reassure the country ahead of the nationwide anti-immigration demonstrations called by the March and March movement and a coalition of 27 civic society groups. Answering questions in the National Council of Provinces on Thursday, Ramaphosa said illegal immigration remains a serious challenge for social cohesion, security and service delivery, but warned there is no place for xenophobia or intolerance in South Africa. He said the security forces are ready and that Nat Joins is in charge. Police have echoed that, with acting police National Police Commissioner Pulani Dimpani saying 600 million rand has been redirected from the police budget for the operation and that lawful protests will be protected while violence and looting will not. The practical picture for next week is one of business as usual. The South African National Taxi Council in KwaZulu-Natal says taxis will operate as normal on the 30th of June. Provincial spokesperson Sifiso Shangasi says the industry has agreed to keep running and called for any protest to stay peaceful with no destruction of infrastructure and no violence against people. Across the province, community policing forums say they're on high alert, working with police and local leaders and holding meetings to assure residents and discourage any looting or violence. And finally, some good news to take into the weekend. The Belita Pro is now just 8 days away. The world's longest running professional event returns to Willard Beach for its 57th edition. The 17th straight year Quadacusa has hosted it. The municipality is again the event's major funder and licensee. The festival opens on the 4th of July and the main contest, the World Surf League Challenger Series, runs from the 12th to the 18th. Some of the world's best surfers will be on our coastline alongside the music, markets and beach program that comes with it. And as for this weekend, the winter school holidays are here. Schools across the province close their doors today and the coast is in fine shape to welcome the crowds. Expect clear skies and mild winter conditions, good weather for the beach. And that's Friday Focus for this week.
Yay. Thanks, Penny, giving us the scoop and a look back on the week that was in local news terms. We'll be doing it again, of course, next Friday. And we might even have a ripple before then. What
yes,
do you say?
We are featuring our ripple on Monday morning.
Looking forward to catching up with you then, Penny. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Mike.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style. Out of the news and into the woods.